You're listening to the Texas Standard. When you eat oysters at your favorite bar or restaurant, you might not think twice about what happens to those leftover shucked shells. Well, not surprisingly, most of the time the shells are thrown in the trash along with other restaurant food waste, but in Corpus Christi, a group of marine biologists are shucking that trend and are teaming up with local restaurants to recycle those oyster shells. Well, why? Jennifer Pollock is an associate professor of marine biology at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. She's one of the professors who founded the Sink Your Shucks program. Professor Pollock joins us now. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So this program, it collects recycled shucked oyster shells from restaurants in town, and then you do what with them?
So those recycled oyster shells are really important to restore degraded oyster habitat in Texas bays. So, you know, one of the reasons people love Texas and love to live on the coast is we love to eat seafood. And one way to maintain those seafood stocks that we love is to protect the environment that they live in. And that's really what this program does. We take those oyster shells and we put them back into the bay and build oyster reefs in places where they've been degraded and lost over time.
What is the process like for returning these shells back to the ocean?
Sure. It's a pretty simple process. So recycling an oyster shell is a lot easier than recycling a battery or recycling glass or anything like that. There's really no processing that has to happen at all. We take the oyster shells, we leave them out in the sun to bleach for about 6 months or longer, so you have a nice white oyster shell. And we do some research to figure out the places in the bays that are most in need of restoration of the oyster reefs, and also the areas that are the most suitable for long-term sustainability of oyster reefs. Then we take those oyster shells, we put them back out in the bay, and essentially it's sort of, if you build it, they will come. So the oysters that are actually living in the bay currently, when they reproduce, they have planktonic larvae that are tiny, it's like the size of the head of a pin. They're swimming around in the water column in our bays, and they're looking for a place to attach to form the reefs that we know and love. And they're just missing those fundamental building blocks, those oyster shells that have been removed through harvest and other reasons. So putting those shells back forms that base that those oysters can attach to and form new reef.
Now, when your team goes out to these restaurants, how many shells do you collect on average?
Well, from the restaurant partners, we collect about 1,200 pounds of oyster shell per week on average. And from our seafood wholesaler partners, they produce a lot more shells. We collect typically at least 5,000 pounds per week from those partners, and that's during the commercial oyster season, which runs November through April.
Your program teams up with volunteers from the community for these projects. What have you seen members of the Corpus Christi community and restaurant owners alike take away from participating in the Sink Your Shucks program?
Yeah, we conduct these, or we host these volunteer community-based oyster reef restoration events every spring. Typically, we have two of them out at Goose Island State Park, where we ask volunteers to come out and help us restore oyster reef. And we get volunteers, everyone from elementary school all the way through retired folks who are coming out there. They're helping us bag up this recycled oyster shell. And then we teach them about oyster reef restoration. And as the final product of the day, we go out and actually put those bags of oyster shell back into the water and into an area that needs it to help restore oyster reef. And it's a really powerful way to create local stewards who have a way to give back to their environment. You know, a lot of people live with the bay in their backyard, or they come and vacation at the coast, but they don't have a way to really contribute and make a difference. And this is a really simple way to get folks involved.
How is this reef restoration method different than others?
Well, we've learned from our previous efforts along the Gulf Coast. There's oyster reef restoration that's really happening around the country, and it's around the world. They're taking away lessons that we're learning here in the United States. But what we've found works for us is, you know, unique to Texas bays. When we're restoring in really shallow areas, we use those bagged oyster shells to keep the oyster shells from just getting spread around by the currents and by the waves. We also have done things like put oyster reefs out to help protect sensitive marsh habitats. So we're trying to increase the benefits in multiple ways. So not just restoring oysters out there, but restoring protection of coastal habitats, as well as a lot of other benefits that we know happen. Like people like to go out and recreational fish around oyster reefs. We see lots of people out there in their boats catching, you know, black drum and trout and redfish and other fish on those reefs as well. And we're happy to provide all of those benefits.
Is this something that was discovered in a lab and then tried out in the wild, if you will? Or how did you know that this would work?
Yeah, restoration ecology is such a new field that we've really learned by doing. So we've gone out, We've done small pilot test scale experiments where we've restored small reefs, and then we've studied them. A big part of this is student training, so we have a lot of graduate students and undergraduates here at Texas A&M Corpus Christi who are involved in those projects, and they go out and study those reefs as they develop over time, and we compare them to natural reefs in the bay, and we see, okay, what could we have done better? What were we expecting that we didn't see, or what did we see that we weren't expecting? And we have kind of honed our methods over time and improved our methods for restoration to try to improve or maximize the benefits that we get every time we do a project.
Jennifer Pollack is an associate professor of marine biology at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. Professor Pollack, thanks again for telling us about your program.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.